like in the book of Genesis, where I'm going to look in the book of Genesis. And what we find in the book of Genesis, in the second chapter, we find this very familiar scripture that we've always have talked about. In verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And verse 8 say, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had made. Now, when we look at verse 15, the Lord God took the man, and 15, and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, but in the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And what we're looking at tonight is a covenant that God made with us. And we're talking about covenant believers. Let's say that, covenant believers. Say covenant believers. Say it one more time, covenant believers. Now, one of the biggest problems that we find in the kingdom of God and in the church is selfishness. Selfishness. Self-preservation. The I, my, me. When you look in the kingdom of God and you look at God's plan for every one of our lives, God never ever intended for us to only think about ourselves. He never, never intended us to just to only think about ourselves. Now, up in heaven, everybody in heaven were there for a purpose. But Lucifer, who is called the son of the morning, who was the first cherubim angel, he was one of the sons of God. And what happened to him was he was selfish. Now, in the way that he deceived Eve and the way Eve deceived Adam was because she was selfish. And what pleased God so much about Jesus and reason Jesus was so different that he was not selfish. Jesus sacrificed for others. He sacrificed his life for others. Jesus had a heart for God and he had a heart for the people of God. Matter of fact, he had a heart for all people. Isn't that right? Now, let's look at this thing. Now, let's look at the very beginning and let's really get a good point of view of what's really going on at the very beginning. Now, think about Adam. Adam had a mind. He thought just like God. But now God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Isn't that right? But Adam didn't have that problem of what God's thoughts was. Adam's thoughts were God's thoughts. And Adam's ways were God's ways. Now, wouldn't it be good to get back into a place where our thoughts would be God's thoughts and our ways would be God's ways? Now, we're going to get help tonight if you really participate and don't let the enemy steal this from you, okay? Now, when Adam's thoughts were like God and Adam's ways were like God, God did something for Adam that all of us in here believe in God for, and that is provision. Say provision. Provision. Say it again. Say provision. Provision. Adam was blessed with the provisions that God gave him. Adam did not do anything. Everything was provided for Adam. Now the word provision means supply. The word provision also means providing. Well, what God did to Adam, and you got to see this because a lot of people get this mixed up. God gave Adam the whole world. He gave Adam the earth. It wasn't God's anymore. God gave it to Adam. And he told Adam, he said, Adam, you are going to be the one that is dominion over the earth. And God gave him full authority of everything. Isn't that awesome? Full authority of everything. Notice something. He was not made in heaven. Adam was made out of the dust of the ground, but his spirit come from God. Isn't this good, y'all? Now watch this now, watch this. Now, when Adam had all this dominion, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1 and 28, look at it, because we're going to turn tonight real fast. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. Watch this, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, is that saying, is yours, Adam? Is that saying, is yours, Adam? Adam was in authority, isn't that right? Now, watch this now. Let me show you how what everything was intended for Adam. It was intended for Adam. Adam and us, okay? We, Adam and us, isn't that right? All right, now notice this. God also gave Adam Eve. He gave Adam Eve. Did anybody see that? Who he gave God? God gave Adam. He gave Eve. Now, Adam's purpose was to rule the earth the same way God ruled heaven. That's what Adam's purpose was. His purpose also was to subdue it and to be dominion over the earth. His purpose also was to replenish the earth. Isn't that right? All right, now notice this. Adam's purpose is Adam's purpose, and the word purpose means this. Listen to what the word purpose means. Let me get this right. Purpose means the reason why something is done or created. Why something exists. All right? The reason why what? Something is done, and the reason why something is created, and the reason why something exists is the purpose. Isn't that right? Can I get an amen? Amen. And I need you to help me. Watch this. Now, the first rebellious act that was done by Eve. It was done by Eve. And what she did was, she took Adam away from his purpose because she got away from her purpose. Is this rich, y'all? And the reason why she got away from her purpose was because her focus was on herself. Ain't anybody getting this? I say, is anybody getting it? Now, look at Genesis in 2:18. Now, watch this. Now, this is her purpose of being here. This is her purpose of being here, Genesis 2:18. Amen? This is her purpose. Her purpose was, and the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him what? And help me. A help meet who? For him. A help meet what? For him. Isn't that right? So in other words, she's an assistant. She's a helper. Says she's a helper. God did not make Eve for Adam. He did not make Adam for Eve. He made Eve for Adam. Yeah, you gonna help me now. Come on. That's what he did. Now watch this. She did not serve her purpose because she was selfish. Say that with me. She did not serve her purpose because she was selfish. That selfish act caused them to lose dominion over the earth, and the earth was given to Satan. Did anybody see that? They lost everything because of being what? Selfish. Y'all see selfish. You see how selfish he is now, right? We're going to go somewhere with this tonight. It's going to get really good because we really got to really look at, you know, this thing. Now, here's another problem, okay? Here's another problem that they did not do. They did not help one another. Isn't that true? What they did, they helped themselves. Anybody agree with that? Did anybody see the word of God for what it said? They supposed to have been helpers of who? One to another, isn't that right? But they were selfish. They were selfish. Y'all see where we're going tonight, right? Now watch this. The word selfish, listen to the definition of the word selfish. Because what we gotta do is we gotta take an inventory of who we are. Because see, we're not the old Adam, okay? We're the new Adams. Anybody agree with that? And I wanna live in the promises of God. I do live in the promise of God, in the provisions of God. Amen. And I don't want to lose my provision. How many agree with that? I don't want to lose my provision being what? Selfish. Say selfish. Now listen to the definition of this word selfish. This word selfish means a person's action or motive lacking consideration for others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure. That's selfish. All right, come on, say amen. Now that fits Adam and Eve. Doesn't that fit Adam and Eve? That fit Lucifer, doesn't it? But it does not fit Christ, does it? So who are we? We are Christ-like. Isn't that right? We are every day dying to ourselves and becoming more who? Christ-like. Isn't that right? Christ-like. Christ-like. So we shouldn't be known for being selfish. Say glory to God. Glory to God. God's purpose for us. Y'all really get this tonight. Because we're going to find out why we're not being in the place where we should be, and we're not experiencing some of the provision that God promises us. Now notice this, what God says, and God says to us, God's purpose for us is to take care of one another. You were born to take care of one another. You were put on this earth to take care of one another. Isn't that right? Say glory to God. Listen to me closely. You would not be as far as you are if somebody didn't have helped, had not helped you. Am I right about it? Somebody helped you, isn't that right? Somebody helped you, amen. Said, my purpose is to help somebody. Come on, said, my purpose. I want you to show you something. Now, this is what's going to fulfill all of the blessings and the provision that God has for us. And we're going to have to get this in our spirits. And we're going to have to understand that this is how we are identified, okay? Because there's something wrong with us when we're only thinking about ourselves. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now, let's go to Galatians 6 and 2. Hurry up. Go to Galatians 6 and 2. We're going to turn today. We're going to turn today. Galatians 6 and 2. And I want you to notice something. Notice what it says. It says, bear ye one another burdens and so fulfill what? The law of Christ. Isn't that awesome, y'all? What we supposed to do? Bear one another burdens. And bear one another burden means we're supposed to help one another. Yeah. We're supposed to be helpers one to another. Anybody getting this? Yeah. See, here's a problem that we have in the body of Christ. Here's a major problem. Here's a major problem. And what we do, we solve problems, don't we? Yeah. Don't we come to Bible study so we can solve problems? Yeah. Ain't you glad you're here tonight so you can solve this problem? Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. Most Christians don't know their purpose. They don't know what it is they're supposed to be doing in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, in the church, even in the home, and even in life. They don't know their purpose. You have to discover what is your purpose. Because if you don't know your purpose, you will never experience the fullness of God's blessings on your life. Come on, say amen. Amen. Is this hitting good? Yeah. Is it helping us, y'all? Yeah. From the beginning, God created us to be helpers one to another. Isn't that right? That's right? So what God has done to each and every one of us, we're different. But every one of us has gifts. We have talents. We have ability. We have responsibility. And we have an assignment to help one another. God did not give that to us for you to help just yourself. He gave it to us to be helpers one to another. Isn't that right?
That's right?
See, but see, when you're selfish, you're not concerned about others. You're only concerned about your own self-interest. Isn't that true? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, let me get back to that provision. Say that provision. I got to get into this thing. This thing is really good to me. Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, think about this. Think about your God, and it's hard to do that, but you know the word of God. You know some things about God, and where you know God is by his word. God's word said he will supply all your needs. Didn't he say that? According to what? His riches and his glory. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, what everybody, now what if everybody knew their purpose? What if everybody knew their assignment? What if everybody knew how to help one another and did what it is they supposed to do? What if they did? See, selfishness, got to look at this thing the way it really is. Selfishness is not allowed in heaven. Everybody in heaven serve purpose. Everybody has an assignment in heaven. And everybody serve their purpose in heaven. Ain't that right? And this is why heaven is so powerful, and this is why heaven is so blessed. It's because everybody serves, and everybody serves each other. Ooh, is that rich? Come on, say amen. Do everybody understand what Pastor just said to you? Come on, you got to say amen on it. Do everybody understand that? They don't have a problem in heaven serving each other. Because they understand that they need who? Each other. They understand what? They need what? Each other. Isn't that right? You know what? We living in a time now where the Bible tells us that these are dangerous times. Men lovers of themselves. Ain't that right? Isn't that right? Selfish. Isn't that right? Self-preservation is the law of nature now. It's all about me, mine, and I. Isn't that right? Come on, ain't that right? But not in the body of Christ and not in the kingdom of God. I'm going to shout on my own tonight. It doesn't matter to me. It's not mattering to me because I understand why many are quitting now. Understand why many are fainting and understand why many are giving up. You know why? Because it's hard toting yourself. It's hard dealing with just yourself. Y'all ain't saying that. It really is. It really is. Watch this. Luke 9 and verse 23. Go to it. Luke 9 and 23. Boy, I know how to turn to this Bible so fast. It just comes to light every time I just get into this word. Luke 9 and 23. And Jesus said unto them all, if any man will what? Come after me, what? Let him deny himself and what? Why would he say that? Why would he say, if any man want to come after me, he first got to what? Deny himself. Because he know it's hard to serve others in thinking about yourself all the time. Oh, y'all ain't saying that tonight. Isn't that right? See, your cross, say the cross, is your assignment to take care of others, to bear other folks' burdens. Your cross is a sacrifice that you make for others. Is this rich, y'all? And a selfish person is not concerned about others. Amen, this is good. Now watch this. I got to hit you in the home run area, okay? Many of us say, well, I'm not selfish. See, I'm not selfish. I help my family. But see, you don't understand. That's selfish because you're only helping your family. And then you say, I'm not selfish because I help my children. See, that is selfish because you're only helping your children. I'm not selfish because I help my friends because you only help your friends. See, your only interest is your own self-interest. And it's not the interest of others. Isn't that right? Come on, say amen. So tonight, we need to look at, are we really selfish? And we understand if we are selfish, it's a reason why we're going through some of the things that we're going through. God is really concerned about how we treat one another. And I'm going to continue to say that. The gospel in the kingdom of God is about each other. Jesus done his part. It's about us doing our part. And you can't do your part without me doing my part, and my part can't be done without you doing your part. We are going to have to be helpers one of another. Isn't that right? God is really concerned about whether we're helping one another or not. All these sermons, they sound good, they sweet, they nice, they very entertaining, but does they tell us how to help one another? Is it focused on Jesus Christ, us helping one another? Or is it focused on you getting just your needs met? Oh, we there now, ain't we all? Come on, say amen. Amen. Watch this. Most blessed people, I'm talking about rich, wealthy, and never lacking nothing, whatever level they're on, they're always blessed and things are always working out for them. It's because they are concerned about other people. They sacrifice for other people. And know why they do that? Because the love of God is in their heart. And if the love of God is in your heart, that love is demonstrated by how you treat people. Because God loves people. It's all about people with God. Come on. Isn't that right? See, God up in heaven, he up there in heaven, he can be doing right up there and leave us all down here to do whatever we want to do. But he loves us so much, he's concerned about us. That's why he made a sacrifice and sent Jesus. Yeah. Ain't that right? Because Jesus was concerned about us. The Father was concerned about us. Yeah. And know what God wants us to be? Concerned about one another. Are we getting there tonight? I want to help you tonight because we really need this word. Now, I'm not criticizing nobody tonight. I'm not looking at nobody's faults and nobody's failures. I want to help you. You know, the Holy Spirit is showing me so many things about the blessings of God. You know, you could tell people repent. You could tell people what they're doing, this and this and that. But how many people know you just want to be blessed? And how many of you know you're already blessed? But it's something that's keeping you from your inheritance. Come on, say amen. Now, come on. Ain't you tired of that job? You might well say amen. All that hard work and all that stress, ain't you tired of it? That's why God told Israel, you got to go into your rest. See, you got to go into your rest. And the reason why many of us are not going into our rest is because we don't understand the covenant when it comes to the blessings. Come on, y'all ready for it? Yeah. Say, help me, Pastor. Yeah. Let me show you how good this is. And I'm going to show you how good it is. And see, blessings are already there. Yeah. See, you ain't got to say, God, do this and God, do that. It's already there. Y'all ain't getting it. You don't really have to ask God for anything. It's already there. Yeah. The blessings are already there. Right. Isn't that right? And the reason why they're already there, because he hath already blessed us. The thing is, are we walking in the covenant? Amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. Are we what? Walking what? In the covenant. Say in the covenant, isn't that right? Say this good, Pastor. Come on. Good. Let's go to something. I'm going to show you something that's really going to bless you. Go to Romans 15. Go to Romans 15. We're really going to bless your soul. Amen. So hallelujah, somebody. Say, glory to his name. Come on, say, glory to his name. Say, I got my breakthrough tonight. Come on. Say, I got my breakthrough. Hallelujah. Notice something. I want to show you something. Romans 15, verse 1. It said, we then that are strong. Now, who are supposed to be the strongest people on the face of the earth? Believers, isn't that right? What kind of believers? Covenant believers. Say, glory to God. Now watch what it says now. We then that are strong ought to what? Bear the infirmities of the weak. And watch this. And not to please ourselves. See, that's the problem right there, isn't it? Come on, say amen. See, watch this. Watch this. What if Jesus would have thought about himself first, but he didn't? He thought about who? He thought about us. He thought about us. Isn't that right? Come on, what's the first thought which some of us have? It's the first thought is who? About ourselves. You ain't saying nothing. Kind of quiet on us, ain't that right? If you show me some kind of sign that you're alive, I'll move a little further with you. Isn't that right? Come on, say amen. See, watch this. We're the strong. And we got to, because of the ability and because of the purpose on our life, we are to serve others, especially those who are weak. Right. Come on, amen. Amen. If we don't help the weak, they're going to die. Right. If we don't help the weak, they're going to perish. Right. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on, say amen. Now watch this. You're supposed to be excited because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah. And that strength is the fact that you love helping people. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now, this is going to get good now. It's going to get real good. Now, watch this. Now, when we go to verse 2, it said, let every one of us please what? His neighbor for his good to what? To the edification. We're supposed to help one another to help build him up. And when we help somebody, it not only builds them up, but it builds the kingdom of God up. Because you know what it does? It let our light so shine that what men see our good works in our Holy Father, what he's glorified because of what we're doing, what to help one another. Come on, give God the praise. Come on, give him the praise. Come on, give him the praise. This going to get gooder. This going to get gooder. Now notice what verse 3 says. You ready? Go to verse 3. What did verse 3 say? For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. Is that rich? Come on. Is that rich? He didn't think about who? Himself. The burden of the people fell on him. Helping other folks fell on him. Ain't that right? Now, how many of y'all know we are the strong? And the responsibility gonna fall on who? Oh, y'all ain't saying that. I'm about to shout up in here. Say the responsibility gonna fall on who? It's gonna fall on us. Isn't that right? Say amen. Amen. Now, here's what you ought to be excited about. God trusts you. He trusts you. He trusts you. Let me say this again now. He trusts you. And let me tell you what comes with trust. It's a lot of inheritance and blessings come with trust. Am I right about it? Now, y'all want to go a little further with this thing? See, Jesus helped us with our problems, and then what we have to do, we got to help others with their problems. Ain't that right? Who we got to help? One another. We got to help one another. See, the church got to help one another. The kingdom got to help one another. See, it first started with us helping one another, and then it spreads around. Isn't this true? Isn't this true? Isn't that right? See, Adam and Eve should have been helping one another. Husband and wife supposed to be helping one another. Mothers and fathers supposed to be helping children, and children supposed to be helping fathers and mothers. Ain't that right? We supposed to be what? Helping one another. Say helping one another. Now, before I move any further, is anybody getting anything out of this? I mean, we really getting anything out of this? We're going to get to the good part. We just tasting the good, how good it is. We're going to get to the good part. Listen to this. I got to give my testimony. I'm blessed. I am a blessing because I bless people. Come on, you're going to have to decree and declare that. That's going to have to be the words that come out your mouth. I am blessed. I'm a blessing. That's right. I'm a blessing. Come on, say amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you're helping people, people like to be around you. Am I right about it? Y'all say something now. Don't get quiet on me. Ain't that right? When you're helping people, people like to be around you. Because people looking for help. They want help. You can't help everybody. But you can help somebody. Am I right about it? Is this rich, Tony? Is this rich? Come on, is this rich? Because see, what we do a lot of times, before we move on, we got to share this. See, some people we ain't helping. Some people we're enabling them. We're enabling them. And what I mean by enabling them, you know, helping them ain't giving them what they want. It's giving them what they need. Boy, this is rich. Ain't it rich? Is this rich? Ain't that right? See, let me tell you why many of you are tired and you're wore out. See, you've been enabling folks. You've been enabling folks. That's why you tired and you wore out. Because you say, I know I'm helping them, but you ain't really helping them. You just done enabled them. You done crippled them. Ain't that right? You remember the man at the gate called Beautiful? They enabled him. Isn't that? They toted his bed for him, and they toted him there, and they dropped him off every day. Isn't that right? But when Peter and Paul and James and them came, they helped him. Then they helped him. They helped him get up on his feet. Isn't that right? Say, I ain't got what you want, but I sure got what you need. Your ankles need to be strengthened so you can walk on your own. Ain't that right? See, we ain't helping folk we don't teach them how to walk on their own. Come on, you got to lift this thing up before the Lord. Am I right about it? We don't do everything for folk. Come on, not everything, ain't that right? the wife don't do everything for the husband, the husband don't do everything for the wife, and the children don't do everything for the parents don't do everything for the church, the pastors don't do everything for the members, and the members don't do everything for the pastor. We do everything for each other. And it's good. Is this rich? Come on, say it's rich now. Come on, you're going to have to help me now. You help me, I'll get through. Amen. Listen to this. I believe one of the reasons, listen to this good, because we talk about that provision now. We're talking about the covenant blessings. I believe one of the reasons why many Christians are broke. I really believe why a lot of Christians are struggling. Mm-hmm. And they're lonesome, they're in debt, and they're cursed. It's because they don't help people. Anybody agree with that? They don't help people. Mm-hmm. They're not serving their purpose when it comes to people. They selfish. Can anybody agree with that? They selfish, ain't it? You'll say, well, they blessed, they got a car, they got a house, they got a job, none of that, but that's all for them. And come on, say amen. And see, you don't supposed to be like that. Ain't that right? Because don't you want provision? Say amen. There's a song we used to sing. We are sharing. You remember that song? We are, how it go? We are sharing. And that's the song. Isn't that right? That's supposed to be a testimony to the believers, right? Let me show you what the word share means. The word share means a portion of what you have is supposed to be distributed to others. That's sharing. Helping others with what you have. That's sharing, ain't that right? Ain't that right? Listen to what I'm saying. Selfish people don't share. Selfish people, matter of fact, are stingy. And they're greedy. Amen. Say amen. See, that's not us. That's not us. That's not us. That's not us, the believers. Ain't that right? That's not us who's under this covenant. That's not us. Ain't that right? But watch this. The question, watch this. Why should God give a selfish person anything? Come on, talk to me. Why? Why should God take all of his provision and give it to a selfish person? Because what they going to do with it? They going to what? Keep it who? Keep it for themselves, ain't they, y'all? Isn't that right? Because they're not going to share, are they? Are they going to share? See, you kind of quiet on me. They're not going to share, are they? Because who are they thinking about? Because self-preservation, what? It's their law of nature, isn't that right? It's all about who? I, me, and mine, isn't that right? So, okay, then, now, knowing this question, and let's reverse this question to us. Why should God bless us? Why should he bless us? There are Christians that are really struggling with giving. I mean, struggling with giving. There are Christians that are struggling with helping others, doing things for others, are struggling with it. Now, watch this. I gotta open your eyes so you can see something. I want you to look at this generation, what we're living in now, especially children. Children don't help nobody. See, y'all quiet on me. They don't help nobody. Am I right? They strong, ain't they? Yeah. They got talent. Yeah. They got ability. Isn't that right? That's right? But you know what they lack? Responsibility. Yeah. That's right. They lack responsibility. Children want you to give them everything. But they don't never want to help you. Y'all see where we at now? Now, what you think the world going to become when they become adults? It's already a mess, ain't it? It's already a mess because, listen to this, there are only 20% in the body of Christ that are helping one another. 80% of the body of Christ is selfish, thinking only about themselves. Now watch this. When we understand that who blessed us. Say, I understand who blessed me. Because when we bow down at the table, we say, let's pray over this food. And you know, we're telling our church, God provided this meal. God provided these groceries. Ain't that right? So we're letting them know where our provision come from. is coming from who? God. All of our help come from who? From the Lord. Isn't that right? And it comes from people in our lives who help us. Did everybody get that? Come on, wave your hand. It comes from the people in our lives who help us. Isn't that right? Come on, ain't that right? We need each other. Come on, we do. We need each other. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? We need each other. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. When you go in the Bible and you look at how Jesus really looked at people who had provision and they didn't help people. I want you to turn to Luke 12 and I'm going to show you something. Luke 12. Go to Luke 12. I'm going to show you something. And then when you get to Luke 12, stick your finger there, and then you're going to go over to Luke 16, and I'm going to show you something. Is everybody getting this? Because I'm going to show you how to be blessed. You're already blessed, but I'm going to show you how to unloose your blessings. Hey, how many want a breakthrough? Come on. Amen. Say glory to God. See, Adam messed this thing up because the system was set up for us to always be blessed. Isn't that right? And look here, Jesus came, and he brought this thing back. Jesus brought it back to where we now, the kingdom of God is at hand and is in us. Isn't that right? Because great is he that is what? In us. Then he the what? That is in the world. Us who believe in this covenant. Ain't that right? Thus who follow these principles. Isn't that right? And we know everything is built on love in one another. Isn't that right? Said built on what? Loving one another. Isn't that right? All right, you ready for this? Now this man built these barns. And he sold, he fared, and he did good, and he worked that thing. And the Bible said he brought forth what? Plenty. He had so much that he didn't have room to put what he had. So what he said to himself, he said, I'll build me some what? Bigger barn. Isn't that right? Let me show y'all something. It ain't good to have a whole lot of storehouses. Y'all say amen. Y'all better say amen. Closets are full, ain't they, y'all? A whole lot of stuff is just jammed up, ain't it? I'm talking about it's all ours, though, ain't it? Come on, say amen. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? But we ain't selfish, y'all, with y'all. We are not selfish, y'all, with y'all. Come on, let's go a little further. Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, watch this. This way you have to be careful that the enemy don't play with your mind right now. This way you got to be careful that the enemy don't play with your mind. Say, don't let the enemy play with my mind. Because when I get through, if you follow me, you won't get stuck where you just got offended at. You're going to go further. Amen. Come on, say amen. Now, here we go with this thing. After he built those bigger barns, and he said, you know what? Now I'm all right. Because who he thinking about? Nobody but himself. He feel like he's all right now. He don't need God, and he don't need nobody else, because he's got his source. His source was to get him some stuff and some things and only think about himself. So in conclusion, he says, I'm going to drink, what? And be merry. Because now I'm all right. Ain't that right? Let me show you something. Let me show you something about self-preservation. Self-preservation tells you that money take care of me. Y'all ain't saying that. Self-preservation tell me money take care of me and things take care of me. So what I have to do is seek money and I got to seek things. In order for me to drink and be merry and be rest and have what? Success. Isn't that right? That's what self-preservation tell us. Ain't that right? Say amen. Amen. And so what we do, we start chasing after the stuff. Ain't that right? Stuffing after the money. But what did the Bible say? No man can serve two masters. Either he going to love one what and hate the other. Or is he going to hold the one and what? Despise the other. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Okay, now watch this. Now, when we look at this man, this is where this man caught up in. He got caught up in mammon with the things. Y'all see this, don't you? I got my stuff, mine. Isn't that right? Okay, but what happens at midnight? Go to verse 20. Go to verse 20, 12 and verse 20. What happens at midnight? Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? You see that word provided? That's provide. You see what I'm saying? See, his provision was to get his stuff. Ain't that right? See, ain't that right? How many of y'all know God know you need it? Come on. How many of y'all know God wants you to have it? Ain't that right? but he got a covenant with you for you to get it. He got a covenant for you to get it. And let me tell you what this man with the bigger barns did. He didn't honor that covenant. See, this is what the covenant is. Let me show you what the covenant is. Go to verse 21. Here's the covenant. Verse 21 says, let's read that, what it says. Is this rich, y'all? Is this rich? It's rich, ain't it? Because all he was thinking about was himself. And God called him a fool. He called him a fool. Now, you got all of this here. You done fed sumptuously and plentifully, and you done forgot about the covenant. You ain't thought about nobody else. You ain't thought about helping nobody else. You've only thought about nobody but yourself. And that's a fool, isn't that right? Come on, that's a fool that don't think about nobody but themselves. Because you're going to need somebody one day. You're going to need people. Am I right about it? Is this rich? Okay, let's go to Luke 16. Let's go to Luke 16. I told you, put your finger right there. Come on, we're going to get through with this. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. Come on, Holy Spirit. You with us. I know you are. Say amen, somebody. Let's go to verse 19. 16, verse 19. I want y'all to look at this. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and had fine linen and fared what? Sumptuously every day. This man was rich. He was wealthy. And there was a certain what? Beggar. Name who?
Lazarus.
Which was laid at his gate. What? What do Lazarus need? He needs some help. Ain't that right? He need healing. He need a help, don't he? But watch this. But look. Here's the reason why Lazarus goes to his gates. Verse 21 says, in what? Desiring to be fed with what? Now, stop there. All Lazarus wanted was the crumbs. Now, you know what crumbs are for rich folks, don't you? The leftovers. But what leftovers to a poor man in a rich man's house? That's the best. See, ain't nobody saying that. That's the best. Ain't all right? Am I right about it? Rich folks ain't got no little crumbs, y'all. Wealthy folk don't have no little crumbs. Am I right about it? And all Lazarus was asking him was, give me what you didn't eat. Give me what you didn't eat. But this selfish joker, so I say it like that. This selfish joker, he didn't even help Lazarus. He didn't give Lazarus. And the Bible said what eventually happens to Lazarus is Lazarus dies. And guess what happened? He dies also. Now when he died, when Lazarus died, he opened up he's in the bosom of Abraham. But when this rich man died, look what the Bible said he was. Verse 23. And in hell, what? He lifted up his eye. Being what? And seeth Abraham afar and Lazarus where? And listen to what he's saying now. Now watch this. He didn't help Lazarus. But watch this. He want Lazarus to help him. See, ain't this something, y'all? Come on, ain't nobody saying nothing. Are we quiet on me? He didn't help Lazarus, did he? But watch what he asked Abraham. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and what? Send Lazarus. That he may what? Dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because what? I'm in torment. Don't y'all see how this thing works? See if y'all see this thing work. See, he didn't help Lazarus. And now God can't let Lazarus help him. Who we are? We'll help us what? One to another. And we help us one to another. Don't we supposed to help one another? We're supposed to do without complaining. We're supposed to do without charge. We're supposed to do without putting a strain on the person. Isn't that right? Say amen. Amen. We ought to freely give and freely receive. Am I right about it? Because we have the ability given to us by God, because this is why our blessings flow, by helping one another. And I'm going to show you that. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I'm blessed, y'all. Come on, say I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I understand how the principles in the kingdom of God works. And you understand how they work, but it's a reason why you're not helping people. It's a reason why you struggle with helping people. It's a reason why you don't give people nothing. It's a reason why you're thinking about only yourself. It's a reason why you the way you are if you that way. It's a reason. And Pastor want to help you right now. Amen. See, am I right about it? Right. Most people that don't help people is afraid to help people. And most people that don't help people ain't never had nothing. They ain't never had nothing. And it was hard getting something. Now they done got something. They scared they going to lose what they got. Say amen. Amen. Say, ain't that right about it? But everything we got, God gave it to us for his purpose. Y'all ain't hearing this. I said, for who purpose? For his purpose. Ain't that right? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? I said, bring it on, Pastor. Bring it home. Listen to this. Abraham wanted Lazarus to help him, but God said, Lazarus can't come over there. It's a gulf between y'all. He can't come over there and you can't come over here. See what I'm talking about? Because he didn't help people. Now we got two examples of people who did not help people. Look where they end up at. A fool ended up dying. Isn't that right? And now you got a double stupid fool. Didn't want to help Lazarus. Isn't that right? And all of these people had the blessings to help people. But they didn't help nobody. Now that rich man helped the folks in his house. But he ain't helped nobody outside them gates, did he? And the man with the bigger barns, he ain't helped nobody outside them barns, did he, y'all? He helped himself, isn't that right? Come on, say somebody, say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To help others. Is this rich or what? Stingy is not allowed in the kingdom of heaven. Stingy is not allowed in the kingdom of heaven. And some of us say, well, I'm not stingy. I do give. See, stingy is a way of life, just like giving is a way of life. See, stingy is, some people say, well, I do this, I help people sometime, and I do this sometime. Helping people is a way of life. Isn't that right? Stingy is a way of life, isn't that right? Say glory to God. Because when we start accumulating and doing all this stuff and, you know, and all of that, it really shows. Come on, let's help each other. See, we want the blessings, we want the riches, we want the wealth, but why? Why? 80% of the body of Christ want it for themselves. The prosperity message is all about self-satisfaction and self-gratification when it's preached without the covenant blessings. Isn't that right, Tony? It really is. I can have them flooding in this hole. I have them flooding up in here. If I just start preaching what God going to do for them. If I lie to them and tell them God going to open a door and give them this and give them that, and I speak prophetic lies and all of that, they'll break these doors down, you need. But that's not the covenant blessing. Anybody want to say amen today?
Amen.
Let me show y'all something. When we get it all for ourselves, let me tell you what comes with that. You end up broke. You end up in debt, and you end up struggling. You end up stressed. You do. You end up stressed. That's right. And you can't even enter into God's rest because selfish and being stingy, you ain't helping nobody. You're just helping yourself. And let me tell you something. Self will never be satisfied because self will always want more. It'll always want more. Isn't that right? Is this good? Is this rich? Now, this is the covenant. Y'all ready for the covenant? Now we're gonna talk about the covenant and then I'm gonna close, okay? Go to Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Here's the covenant. Here's the covenant. It's the same covenant with Adam. It's the same covenant with Adam. Deuteronomy 8, it's the same covenant with Adam. And see, I want Josh to get this as a young man. I want my grandbaby to get this. I want my daughters to get this. I want my family to get this. I want you to get this. Let me explain something to you before I go a little further with this covenant. Watch this, y'all. We don't have a whole lot of members, but we are blessed. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing. We're blessed, isn't that right? You know why we're blessed? Because Tony Andrews ain't greedy. You know why we're blessed? Pastor Brown ain't greedy. Y'all ain't saying that. Roshan Thomas is not greedy. Come on, say amen. Our ministers are not greedy. Ain't that right?
Right.
I'm speaking the word right now. We are not greedy. Right. Oh, yeah, amen? See what I'm talking about? This is why we're blessed right here.
Right.
Y'all ready for this? Now listen to this, watch this. Deuteronomy 8:18, read it, what it says. For it is he that give thee power to get well. The same covenant he swore with Abraham. The same covenant he swore with Abraham. The same covenant he swore with Moses. The same what he did with Isaac and Jacob. The same covenant. The same covenant with Esau. Esau, you remember Esau? The blessings was to fall on him, isn't that right? But he didn't take that covenant serious. He ate up his covenant. Y'all saw that? The covenant was in his belly, isn't that right? Anybody getting this? I said the same covenant. The covenant is the blessing. It ain't the blessings. It's the blessing. Y'all got it? That's the covenant. The covenant is you will always be blessed. Because you being blessed means that you are able to be a blessing. Isn't that right? You can't give nobody nothing you ain't got. You can't help nobody with what you don't have. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. See, the covenant, say the covenant. The covenant is the agreement. It's the agreement that you get wealth. And it's going to come from God providing you with the wealth to help others, to be a blessing to others, to build his kingdom. Isn't that right? Saying that right? See, the ability that I have, I'm responsible because I have responsibility, amen, to help build the kingdom. Mm-hmm, isn't that right? That's why I don't have a problem cutting the grass. That's why I don't have a problem building the house. I don't have a problem when it comes to spending and giving to the kingdom. I don't have a problem with that. See, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have to struggle when it comes to that. Amen. But watch this. All my needs are met. Not just only my needs, but what I want, I got. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. And the reason why I'm so blessed like that is because it first started with me. I love the Lord and I love people. Yeah, and I help people. Oh, y'all getting it now? Come on, say amen. Amen. See, I know my purpose. I know my assignment. I know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And guess what helps me? I do it. And because I do it and I participate with the principles, guess what? Every participation, the kingdom of God releases the provision on my life. Or anybody going to say something? Is this rich? Say, is this rich? Say, this rich. Turn to Matthew 6 and 33. Let me help you right quick. Come on. Matthew 6 and 33. If you're getting something, say amen. Come on. Say, I'm getting this. Amen. Say, I'm tired of being going through all this stuff. I ain't got to be going through. Ain't that right? Anybody want to say amen to that? Because I'm going to show you what stress really is. y'all better say something. I'm going to show you what stress really is. Now watch this. Stress, Matthew 6 and 33, but let me say this. It's stress when you ain't got enough money. Ain't nobody saying that. It's stress when you got to go to work and know when you get paid off, you still ain't going to have enough. Y'all better say something. Am I right about it? Okay, watch this. But look where that stress coming from. It's coming from your selfishness. Yeah, it's coming from your selfishness. It ain't coming because you giving to the kingdom. It's not coming because you helping people. It's coming because of your selfishness. Did anybody want to say amen to that? We finna get somewhere, ain't we? How many got a breakthrough on that? Now watch this. Matthew 6 and 33, read it, what it says. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Let me show you what that means. That means that every time I give to the kingdom, I serve in the kingdom. Whatever I do to the kingdom first to the kingdom, I'm making a deposit into my heavenly bank account. Now watch this. And in my heavenly banking account, if I go down to verse 19, it tells me moss, rust, moss, and thieves can't break through and take it. Right. Oh, is this rich, y'all? Uh-huh. All right? Isn't that right?
Right.
But if I don't give to my heavenly banking system, what happens, y'all? No, rust and thieves, they're going to break through and steal it. Ain't that right? So in other words, it's uncertain, ain't it? It's uncertain, ain't it? But when I provide, when I give to the kingdom, I first seek the kingdom, right? It goes into my heavenly banking account. That means I can get a withdrawal, can't I? Especially when I need one, ain't that right? And not only when I need one, but when I want one. It's rich. I'm trying to show you how to get blessed, y'all. Now watch this, watch this. This comes from his righteousness. Righteousness also means right standards. I'm in right standards with him. So what shows me that I'm in right standards? I'm obedient. Isn't that right? To the word of God, to the will of God, I'm obedient, right? And how I treat people. How do I do right by people? Don't y'all see this thing? Now, when I do that, it tells me and guarantees me that the principle going to work, that all things are going to be what? Added. On what? Unto me. Isn't that right? Now, is that hard work? That ain't no hard work. See, it's not hard work what? Giving to the kingdom, is it? It's not hard work helping folks, is it? Mighty quiet when I said that point. It ain't hard, is it? But watch this. Then when I do that, guess what happens? All things are what? Added. What? Who? Unto who? Unto me. Unto who? Unto who? So I'm blessed, right? Is that the covenant? Now let me show you something. See, the Gentiles ain't under that covenant. See, they're not under the covenant. Said what the Gentiles do, watch this. He didn't tell me to seek nothing, no things, did he?
No, he didn't.
But what's the first thing the Gentiles seek? It's things.
Right.
That's what the Gentiles do, ain't that right?
Right.
Is you a Gentile?
No.
Huh?
No.
Is you a Gentile?
No.
You say you're not a Gentile, so you better prove it, amen.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Because
right. You know what Gentiles do? And this is why a lot of folks broke, busted, disgusted, and wore out. Because they chasing after money and things. Not the kingdom first, but after things first. Come on, say amen. It's stressful. Isn't it stressful? Here is why it was so hard for Adam and Eve. See, God provided for them. But after that selfish, rebellious act, what they did, now they got to provide for themselves. Now, come on. I'm there now, ain't I? Many of us providing for ourselves. God ain't providing for us. It's not that he don't want to provide for us. It's not that he can't provide for us. It's simply because what we're doing is we're not in agreement with the covenant. And by us not being in agreement with the covenant, just like Adam and Eve broke the covenant, we break the covenant. Guess what? The blessings, the provisions are not going to be with us. Adam and Eve was at rest. They had to worry about no light bill, no water bill, no gas bill. They had to worry about no money. They had to worry about no food. They didn't have to worry about none of that stuff. And the majority of people are stressed because they work hard. They toil hard. They do everything hard. Never have enough. And then if you don't never have enough, some of them never have nothing at all. And then the fear of losing what they got. And the job don't pay enough. And then if the job do pay enough, then so much debt, they can't even pay for what they got. Some can't even find a job. Some is begging and borrowing even before payday and after payday. Some wishing and hoping for a miracle. Miracles are good because they don't come every once in a while. But blessings is a way of life. Am I right about it? People tired of you always begging and asking for something. People got to always bail you out of everything. You stressed because you want more and you can't get more. You on a job and they don't pay you much and you complaining about the job. You done bought all that stuff, and now you can't enjoy it. You got to go to work sick. You can't even rest. And when it's time to do the will of God, when it's time to help somebody, you're too tired. You're too stressed. You're too wore out. When it's time to do your ministry, you can't even do your ministry because you're wore out and you're tired. But you done cleaned up the house. You done washed the clothes. You done did everything for yourself. But you ain't done nothing for the kingdom. You ain't done anything to help nobody. Come on, Pastor, trying to help you. Why should God give you the money? Why should God give you the blessings? Because you ain't going to do nothing but thinking about your own self-preservation. Look at Abraham, who was under the covenant. What did he do? He helped people. Abraham helped people. Did he help people? Moses, what did he do? He helped people, right? Joseph, what did he do? He helped people, didn't he? Joshua, what he did? He helped people. I want you to really look at the life of the people who help people. I want y'all to really look into their lives. Those that are under the covenant of God, I want you to really look at their life. And don't you see, they are never lacking nothing. Am I right about it? Look at them who help people. Look at them that know their purpose. Look at them that do their assignment. They the head. They above. They the lenders. They don't live by lack, poverty, and scarcity because God trusts them. Isn't that right? Let me show you one of the most powerful scriptures on the face of the earth. Amen. How many of y'all know? How many of y'all know some folks struggle with them tithes, don't they? Don't they struggle with them tithes? Now, y'all know tithes is selfish, ain't it? That's selfish when you steal God money. Ain't that right? Isn't that right? Now, how many of y'all know when the devil start tearing up their stuff and all that, that really bothers them, don't it? It really disturbs them, don't it, y'all? And people beat them out of everything and con them out of everything. The devil come and steal all of it and do what they do and bring havoc in their life. Don't it happen? How many have been there? I've been there before. Amen. I don't like the curse. I don't know who it is. I don't like no curse. Come on. Anybody like a curse? I don't like no hard life. Come on. Am I right about it? I live in God's rest. You need to say that. I live in God's rest. Say, I live in God's rest. Let me show you what's so good about knowing your purpose. Let me show you what's so good about knowing your purpose, right? See, I know I'm supposed to help you. I know I'm supposed to help you. I know I'm supposed to help you. And I help you. Do you help me? See? Do God help me? Yeah. Do I help God? See that? Y'all see it, don't you? It ain't just you help folk to help you too. You help people, ain't that right?
Yeah.
How many of y'all know it's very limited to people who help you? But that don't supposed to stop you from helping, ain't that right?
That's right.
Because that gonna cut off what? That's gonna cut you out of the covenant, ain't it?
Right.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Now let me show you something. People always want you to give them something. They do. Ain't that right? When you bless, ain't that right? They don't want you to give them something. Don't they beg you a lot and ask you for something? Now, you might say, well, nah, they don't. But how many people notice broke people? Everybody, say it. You notice people that got money, don't you? You notice people that got a little wealth. You know people that got a little something too, don't you? Ain't that right? The first thing you do, this is what you do, you look at their job. But see, watch this. See, what you supposed to look at? You supposed to look at their service. Am I right about it? That's what you supposed to look at, ain't that right? Because there ain't nobody in this church and in this ministry, job pay them well enough that God, what God can give them. Am I right about it? God didn't intend for you to be taken care of by that job. God intended for him to take care of you. Ain't that right? Your job ain't nothing but a blessing to help somebody else. That's a blessing from God. And that money that you get from that job is supposed to be money that you can give and sow out of. And God going to provide for you because you under that covenant blessing. Ain't that right? Did anybody hear that? He never intended for that job to be your source. Everybody getting this? But see, when you caught up when you caught up, you'll start looking at that job as your source. And you'll put that job before the covenant. And guess what will happen? You're going to live under the curse because you got more faith in that job than you do the covenant. And I got to help you to show you the scripture right here. Everybody ready? Everybody ready? I got a very exciting congregation tonight. Amen. Look how exciting they is. Amen. Ain't God good? Watch this. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Turn to it. Romans 8:28. This is a powerful scripture. Listen what the word say. And we know that all things work together for good. For good. To them that love God. And to them who are what? The called. According to his purpose. Is that rich? Is that rich? Tony, don't it always work out for you good? You serve people, don't you? You love people, ain't that right? How many of y'all know God wants us to go to another level? Ain't that right? Now watch this. Let me show you something. You got to get this. When it ain't working out for you good, here's the answer. You ain't serving your purpose. Anybody getting it? Did anybody get it? When it ain't working out for you good, you ain't serving your purpose. Ain't that right? Let me show you something. I went to Washington, D.C., went to Maryland, went to Virginia. You know how much it cost me? It cost me $20 there, and it cost me $40 back. You see that? Driving a nice rental car, you hear me? Stayed in one of the finest hotels, right? Y'all see that, right? Went there, and we lived good. We ate good. Did good. Amen. Had a chance to witness and let our light shine. Spoken to some people's lives, got some phone numbers. Hey, that was the purpose of me going. Stood up in the wedding and gave me a little sermon. Amen. That was the purpose of me going. Ain't that right? To let my light shine, ain't it? Help people. Ain't that right? Help people, ain't that right? It was only six chairs in the family side, on our family side. Amen. Cheryl sat there. Bobby sat here. I sat there. Johnny, Don, and Johnny's sister. All the glory to God. We the family. Amen. Amen. Somebody needed our help. Ain't that right? And God provided, ain't it? Here go the power right here. You better get it. You better get it. You better get it. You better not lose this. Things always working out for our good. First of all, because we love God. And the way we love God is how we prove it to God is by being obedient to how we treat people. This rich. How you help people? Come on, look at your life and see who you helping. If you just helping your children, you ain't here to just help your church. You ain't here just to help your family. You got an assignment. Come on. I'm trying to help people. See, I know my purpose is to help people. I know my purpose is to teach people. I know my purpose is to make disciples. You know, I used to sit up and think about this big, large congregation. The Lord told me, said, you make disciples. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Jesus started out with 1,000 and ended up with 11. He made disciples. I know who I know my purpose is to make disciples. This is why I spend one-on-one with certain people. I spend one-on-one with certain people who want the help. Amen. Who don't mind helping people. I can't waste my time with lazy folks. Get mine on you want to. I can't waste my time with procrastinators. Come on, say amen. Amen. I can't waste my time with stingy folk and with greedy folks who don't want to come up. Amen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Amen. Am I right about it? Right. Folk like to be around me. They like to be around me, but they don't like to do what I do. They like my company. Uh-huh. But you ain't going to get along with me because I like to work. Yeah. I like to sow. Uh-huh. I like to give. You want to sit around and think about yourself. I ain't got time to just sit around and think about yourself. Anybody going to say amen? Amen? I am called according to his purpose, not your purpose. Not their purpose, but his purpose. Did anybody get that? Because you know what? When one get mad and leave, he send me another one. And guess what? I end up being one-on-one with them, and I'm making disciples. And guess what they end up doing? They end up getting blessed. Hallelujah. Because if they follow me as I follow Christ, they're going to see that I love people. And I help people. And then they look at my life, they're going to see I'm always being blessed. Yeah, they're going to see my trials. Yeah, they're going to see some of the things I go through. But they're going to also see miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. They're going to see wealth and they're going to see riches. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody saying that but me and you. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
See, watch this. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here's my closing. I'm through now. Here's my closing. If you don't get nothing out of this tonight, if this don't get you up off your butt, and if this don't get you up off your do nothing, if you don't start helping people, don't look for nothing. See, that's what's wrong. You looking for something for yourself. God ain't thinking about just giving you something for yourself. Come on, say amen. That lawnmower I got is for to cut some grass and help somebody. Come on, say amen. That trailer, everything, that boat out there. I catch fish and I probably eat about 4 or 5 pieces and the rest of them I give them away. And you know what he do? He always provide me to get that boat to crank up. He always provide me a way to get there. Oh, y'all are hearing this. I'm trying to show you how to be provided. See, when you start helping people, God going to start helping you. When you start doing stuff for folk, God going to make sure you have the provision. Y'all ready for this? Look at Psalms 35 and 27. Pastor finna close now. Because, baby, I'm excited because I realized something. You know, this is a disciple ministry. I see it now. Amen. Them that can't take it, they ain't going to make it. They're going to end up running out the door too. But that's all right. But those who understand, they being a disciple, because they're going to go back and teach others and help others. Amen. Don't you want to be in God's rest? 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 How many of y'all want to go work on white man's job all day? How many of y'all going to work on black man's job all day? How many of y'all want to go work on anybody's job all day and don't never have enough? No, nobody do. Ain't that right? The promises was for God's servants, his people, to go into the promised land and to inherit nothing that they built, nothing that they planted. All of it was already provided for them, just the same way it was when Adam went into the garden. It was already provided for him. Your house is already provided for you. Your car, everything God got for you is already provided for you. Ain't that right? But guess what you got to do? You got to get in the covenant, baby. You got to get in the covenant, ain't that right? Psalms 35 and verse 27, read it all together. What does it say? Let me shout for joy.
And be glad.
And be glad. Hallelujah. Don't y'all hear that? This is how the kingdom is being done on earth. This is how people get help. God give us the provision to carry out the vision. Woo, is that rich? Say glory to God. We needed an organ. Where did we get the money? Come on, Tony. Where did we get the money? It's to pay for. Did we pay cash for this? Did God provide? Because he know we were going to play to his people. He know we was going to minister to his people. Won't he provide? Y'all ain't saying.
Amen.
Y'all ain't saying. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
When Lisa got sick and looking at it was going to be hard, did the Lord provide? Y'all ain't saying. Am I right? See, watch this. You need provision for to carry out the vision. No provision, you ain't finna get no vision. Ain't that right? And how many of y'all know the Lord will provide? Won't he provide? He won't he provide. You know who he provide to? He gonna give it to his servants. He gonna give it to his servant. He gonna give it to them who he trusts. And that's his servant. That's why he give us proceeds. Look, proceeds. You know what proceeds is, don't you? What's proceeds? Look at that. Look at that. See what proceeds is. You got it, ain't it? Ain't you got it? Here come the proceeds. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Is it coming? If you finna help somebody, you think God gonna let you help somebody without providing? You think God gonna, when we get ready to feed all these folks out here in this grocery, getting this basement ready, we ain't got no money, no lot of money in the bank to buy all these groceries. Who we depending on to provide? If we serve, who gonna provide? We serve his people, who gonna provide? Lord said, brother, God told me, he said, you cut this grass, I'll give you one more. Did he provide?
Yes, he did.
Has he provided everything we need?
Everything.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Don't try to figure out how he gonna do it. You just go do what it is you supposed to do and leave the provision up to him. Ain't that right?
That's right.
But see what you're doing, you done left it up to you. That's why you working hard on that job. That's why you don't come to church. But every blue moon, that's why you're going through what you go through, because you don't believe he will provide. We love his people.
Amen.
We take care of his people. We go see about his people. I got a 90-year-old auntie. Don't nobody go see her. I go see her. I go by there, I talk to her. I do this and do little things for her. Like my grandmama. I always took care of my grandmama. My uncles and all my family members, I'm always there helping people. But I ain't never broke. Never broke. I live in a nice home. All the glory to God. I drive nice vehicles. I have a beautiful congregation, loving people around me. You know? I've traveled all over these United States. I'm getting ready to go to Pennsylvania, go see my aunt. Then I'm going to stop by New York and see my other aunt. Mm-hmm. The Lord, you know why? You know why? My auntie in Pennsylvania, she ain't got no children. She ain't got nobody. I'm going to go by and let her know I love her. See, my auntie in New York, she ain't got no children. She ain't got nobody. I'm go by there and let her know I love her. See, when you love God, people, and you take care of God, people, he going to take care of you.
Amen.
Y'all need to get this. Am I right?
Amen.
Every time that man over there across that yard over there, come over here and open this door to let them people in. He said, man, every time I turn around, he said, the Lord bless me. He said, Pastor Brown, you ask me every time, because every time you ask me, I'm looking for a blessing. He said, I wake up in the morning and say, Lord, you got something for me to do, because the Lord always provide. Mm-hmm. This principle worked even for devils. Y'all are hearing this. Even worked for devils. It's a principle, y'all. It's a law.
Yeah.
And him and him, we under this covenant, am I right? Look at Pastor. Do you help Pastor? Come on, do you help Pastor?
Yeah.
If you really help Pastor, that means Pastor help you, you help Pastor.
Right.
Your wife help you? Yeah. Your husband help you? Yeah. Whoever help you, you help them.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
Here's the hardest part that people don't understand. When they come to you and ask you for something, and they don't help you. Ain't it hard to give them something? Come on, say amen. Now, they're looking for something.
Yep.
Now, they help who they want to help. Y'all might well say, man. Because men, I'm helping Walmart. Men, I'm helping these stores. Men, I'm helping these liquor stores. Men, I'm helping the reefer man stay open. Am I right? They helping them, ain't they, y'all?